Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
All right, all right, all right. Hello, everyone. Carla G here. And you're going to be listening to another exciting edition of the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. Everybody is doing great. The show today is going to be a little bit different than you. At the moment, I'm expecting a co-host. So I didn't really want to get started until the co-host called in. Perhaps he is listening. Let me check my chat room. By the way, yes, the chat room is open. For anyone that wants to chat live. So what we're going to be doing today, let me explain yesterday. I do apologize to all of our three fans who listen out there. Let's just suffice it to say that we had a couple of technical difficulties. We had some scheduling conflicts. We had everything going wrong that could possibly go wrong on a given day. So we didn't quite get the show off, and I kept postponing it to, just kept postponing everything because we were supposed to be airing, and I thought we were going to get it up and going, and we just didn't get there. So I apologize to everybody. But here we are, live on Friday and ready to do the show. And my co-host has called in. Hello, co-host Joe. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Carla G?
What's going on?
Hey,
not a whole lot. Folks, you may recognize the voice of the gentleman on the line. It is none other than Joe, who hosts a show called Sandstorm 7 here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you're
and,
too sweet.
Well, you're – no, you. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was explaining to the listeners that we're going to be doing something live, something different today for the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. I know you probably weren't expecting to participate in that aspect, but I'm just sort of going to combine the two shows, Dead Horse Comedy Hour, and then we're going to roll into – an episode of I'm Just Saying. So have you ever heard of Dinner in a Movie on like the USA Network?
Of course. I love Dinner in a Movie. You know, it's one of my favorite shows.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's good. Right. Well, we're going to do something like that. We're going to be calling this Lunch and a Comedy Bit. And there's no pun intended on that, if any puns could in fact be spun, because, horses sort of chomp at the bit, and this being the Dead Horse Comedy Hour and all, I certainly don't want anyone thinking that I'm calling them a dead horse, but since it's lunchtime, I figured, okay, we'll all be chomping on a bit. Anywho, so my lunch mate date is Joe, and are you,
yeah.
You have lunch? Have you had lunch yet?
I haven't yet. I was thinking, you know, I was like, I don't know what to get, pizza or, you know, go with the old standard Chinese, you know what I mean? I don't know, I'm still debating. What about you? I mean, really?
Well, I haven't had lunch yet. I should have eaten, and if I do eat lunch,
yeah.
It's going to be a toss-up between some salmon and
ice.
That's really exciting. Yeah, salmon
ice.
And these little miniature pizzas. I actually had to make a trip to the grocery store earlier and saw these little mini pizzas, which actually looked, you know, reasonable. They didn't look like they were going to be greasy. I didn't really check the calorie count or the fiber count or any of those. Kind of said, picked them up and said they'll be handy. So it could be that.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds
delicious.
Yes. All right. But listen, now first, because we made people wait a whole 24 hours for the Dead Horse Comedy Hour, we are going to, as I said, do our version of Dinner in a Movie. It's called, I'm calling it Lunch and a Comedy Bit. And I'm just going to go for it. I have strung several bits together. And here we go. You ready?
This is rock and roll.
We're rock and roll.
That's right.
I will tell you, this whole thing is me. It's about 20 minutes. It runs about 20 minutes. So this segment is 20 minutes. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and start rolling.
This is Aria, and you are listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour.
Keen and Edie. This is a great one. Oh, wait, Max.
Nah, Judge Mathis. It ain't like that, see?
You're looking for $2,000 loan. I say, oh, Chad, you need to get your life together. But he my grandson. What I'm to do? I give him the money. He know he to pay me back. He don't pay me back. I want my money now. Want my money now.
And what do you have to say to that? She said that she loaned you the money. It was clearly, she gave you money and it's clearly a loan, and you're not trying to pay her back. What?
No, Judge, it ain't like that at all. See, it ain't like that, dog. It ain't like that at all. I ain't like that.
It's like that, Judge. You know he owe me the $2,000, Judge. I want my money, Judge. Make him give me the money, Judge.
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding this. Was it a loan or did you give him the money because he's your grandson?
It was a loan, Judge. He's my grandson, but it was a loan. It was a loan.
No. It ain't like that, Judge. It ain't like that.
You know, it seems like to me that there's a very serious situation going on here between you two family members. It sounds like to me that you two are not on the same page as it pertains to this money. Now, what I'm trying to get at is, was it a loan or did you give him the money?
Judge, I told you, Judge, it was a loan. Of course, I have to give him the money, but it's a loan. I give him the money to loan him the money. So
All right. Let me ask you, sir. Did she loan you the money, or did she give you the money?
She gave me the money, Judge. She gave me the money. Because it ain't like that. It ain't like that, Judge. It ain't like that.
Well, hold on a second. Are you on some sort of drug, or are you on some sort of medication or something?
No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that, Judge.
You're talking like you're a crackhead. You know, and don't get me wrong. I know all about crackheads. I grew up around crackheads all my life, and I'm trying to understand. Are you a crackhead?
No, Judge. It ain't like that at all. It ain't like that.
Are you on some kind of medication or something?
No, Judge. Judge. It ain't like that at all. Ain't like that. Ain't nothing like that, Your Honor.
Hold on. Hold on. You keep telling me that you are not on any kind of medication, you are not a crackhead, and yet you talk like a crackhead. I don't understand. I don't understand this at all. I've been around crackheads all my life, and I can tell you, once they go from Oxycontin to that cough syrup to that medication out of the thing, they get it from their parents' cabinet, and they take that stuff, and the next thing you know, they come out like you. They talk like you. They sound just like you.
No, Judge, it ain't like that at all, dog. It ain't like that at all. It ain't like that, man.
Miss Bixby, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone into your medicine cabinet and found any of your prescription drugs gone?
As a matter of fact, Judge, I have found there are some things missing in my medicine cabinet, Judge. Yes, I have found some things missing.
No, Judge, she don't know what she's talking about. No, Judge, it ain't like that at all.
Wait a minute. She just said that you've been living in a house. You've been taking her prescription drugs because she's found prescription drugs missing, which is what crackheads do. Then she's giving you money as a loan. You are not paying her back because you're probably taking the drug money and buying more drugs.
Look, Judge, I ain't do nothing like that. I might have smoked an aspirin or something, but it ain't nothing like that, Judge.
What, that sounds just like a crackhead. Smoking aspirin? That's what a crackhead would do. That's what a crackhead would do. He would smoke aspirin. He would go into the medicine cabinet and get the drugs out, whether it be aspirin, whether it be Oxycontin, whatever it be, because you know what you crackheads do. And he would take it thinking that he's doing something else and smoking an aspirin.
No, Judge,
I know what I'm talking about.
But it ain't like that, Judge, because I just put, I just crushed up an aspirin, then put a little Kool-Aid in there, and then I just smoked it up, and it ain't nothing like that. It ain't nothing like that at all,
Sir, that is the behavior of a crackhead. You have put your grandmother through excruciating pain and agony by stealing her medication, which she probably had to pay a lot of money for. You have stolen her drugs that she needs for her health, and you just exemplify signs that you're a crackhead. I've been around crackheads. I know how they act.
But nah, Judge,
you,
it ain't like that at all.
You, sir, are acting like a crackhead.
I don't think it's like that, Judge, at all.
You have the burden of proof to prove that you have not stolen her money or her drugs, and you have not proven your case. I am thereby assigned to present you, Mrs. Bixby, an award of $5,000. Personally, I don't know how you're going to get the money because he is a crackhead, even though he does not admit to being a crackhead. And he has not proved to the court that he has not stolen your money. He has not proven to the court that he is not a crackhead. Because I found it.
And now the exciting adventures of the Coco Loco Man.
And the Coco Loco Man, ooh, la la, ooh. And of all the ladies, ooh, I am Coco Loco, they love me, the Coco Loco Man, ooh.
Excuse me.
What can Coco Loco do for you, young lady?
I'd like to know, do you sell any pina coladas?
No, we sell Coco Loco. I'm Coco Loco Man, ooh, yeah. Ooh,
but I want a pina colada. Is it possible for me to get a pina colada?
I can get you Coco Loco. You want Coco Loco?
I don't think my husband wants me to get your Coco Loco. I need a pina colada.
Oh, you never had a Coco Loco from the Coco Loco Man. Ooh, la la, ooh, la 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 la.
But look, stop touching me.
Ooh, but don't you want a little Coco Loco?
I don't want anything.
Coco Loco, ooh, Coco Loco, Loco. Ooh, la 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 la, ooh, la la.
I'm getting away from you. It's not like the blacks in our area.
No, it's because I'm a Coco Loco. And I touch the ladies, bloody to Coco Loco. Ooh, la la, ooh.
Breakfast with Andre.
This has been Breakfast with Andre.
This is Dr. Bombay, and you are listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. Hello?
Hello, is this Soul Man?
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Superman.
Hey, Superman.
Hey, you applied for admission into the Justice League of America?
Yeah, man, I sure did. I've been sitting here waiting patiently to find out if I'm in, you know.
Yes, I understand. However, I regretfully must tell you that you have not been accepted into the Justice League of America.
What? Why not?
I'm sorry, we took a vote, we investigated your superpowers and everything, and, well, you just don't cut it, Soul Man.
Hey, look, man, I'm more than qualified to be in the Justice League, man. What are you talking about?
Look, I know you can, you're super strong, and you're also invulnerable to pain and cold and bullets and everything, but we just don't think that you're right for the Justice League of America.
Hey, man, are you shitting me? Man, look, I got more powers than a whole bunch of you people on the committee, man.
Look, okay, the truth is that Batman is a little jealous that you have superpowers and he doesn't.
Batman? Look, you got Batman on the committee and all he got is a damn belt. I got real superpowers, man. I can do some things.
Look, I realize that, but you're just not right for the Justice League of America. Everybody knows that.
Look. Hey, is it because I'm black?
Oh, of course not. No.
You know, this sounds like it's because I'm black or something.
No, look, we're the Justice League of America. We're not racist or anything. I mean, even though, you know, you can dance better than anybody else in our group and...
I said, maybe racist is not the operative term here. So what about bigot?
Look, the people of the Justice League are not all racist. And I kind of resent the fact that you're calling all of us racist. We're not racist. We just don't feel that you fit in. It's as simple as that. I mean, even though X-ray vision, I can tell that you have a bigger penis than I do. I'm not intimidated by that. No, not at all.
Oh, so this is a penis envy thing, huh?
No, not especially. I mean, look, I'm Superman, so, you know, I'm the Man of Steel.
Oh, man, who is that? Oh, man, is that Superman?
Yeah.
Let me talk to
I'm talking about Superman. I ain't Superman. In the Justice League, baby. What kind of shit is that?
Superman.
Wonder Woman, is that you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What?
Superman.
You bitch! What are you
doing?
I was just about to say that you even voted... look. You're just not in. You're just not right for the Justice League of America.
Sugar, he said something about my penis. Like it's a problem. Is it a problem for you?
Well, now that you're asking me, are you sure you want me to tell you this right now in front of
all right,
me?
Look, I don't want to hear any more of this. I'm going. I have to leave.
No. Hold up, Superman. Let's talk this thing out, man. You made a comment about my penis. I want you to tell Wonder Woman what you said about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And right, now you got amnesia? Is that another superpower of yours?
Look, I'm not a super homo. I'm not looking at guys' penises with my X-ray vision. What kind?
No, you ain't a super homo, but you damn sure a super punk.
All right. Look,
let me in the Justice League.
Look, I don't have to take this anymore. I'm hanging up.
No, don't run now. I'll fly down there and kick your ass. I know where you are.
I can see you
right now.
You have to find me
Soul
first.
Man, sit down. Come over here, Soul Man. Just come over here.
All right, look, I'm going to leave you to lovebirds alone. But you're not in the Justice League. And Wonder Woman, we may have to kick you out, too.
For what?
Bye.
I know you ain't going to start over here with me.
Bye. And now it's time for the Chill and Chat Show. And now here are your talk show hosts,
sit and chat.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Chit and Chat Show. I'm Chit.
And I'm, Chat.
Yeah, hey, hey, Chat. Chat, so how you doing today?
It's all good, baby. I'm doing just fine, man. And how you doing?
I'm doing about the same. You know, kind of lukewarm. You know, just very mellow. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good, man. I like that. Kind of lukewarm. Yeah, I like that.
So I was wondering, Chad, did you get the email I sent regarding the topics of conversation on today's show?
Yeah, I got that shit, man. I got it.
Because I got no reply. I was just wondering if you had actually received it.
Yeah, I got that shit. You know, I was having a problem paying my bill, but I got it.
Yeah, I'm having the same trouble too, because you know, this show isn't really paying that much, and you know, well, let's get on with it. We're Chit and Chat, and this is the Chit and Chat Show. I'm Chit.
And I'm Chat.
And okay, we're supposed to chit and chat about things, and so today on our show, this is for the Chit and Chat Show. Stay tuned next week when Chit will say the chat. So, what are we going to talk about this week, Chat?
I don't know. We'll have to think of some chit to talk about.
Well, that's the Chit and Chat Show. Come back next week. Coming up next, I'm Just Saying.
Well, this here sweet potato, that's with an A on the end, to make it feminine. Sweet potato, praise the Lord. Please be sure to tune in to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour on blogtalkradio.com. Of course, the name of the show page is blogtalkradio.com/ I'm Just Saying. That's IM-JUST-SAYIN. But you're going to be tuning in to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. Have them sweet potato sent you, that's with an A on the end to make it feminine. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Look, I got this, man. I got this. Go ahead, just go on to Michelle, man. Enjoy yourself. Excuse me. I know y'all the members of the, y'all the committee that's going to be voting on where they're going to have the Olympics, right? Now, I know my boy Barack was telling y'all that y'all need to have it in Chicago. But let me show y'all some slides or some video that I've taken of Chicago. Kabooby, get the lights, man. All right, now, this is Chicago. You see all the slums, and look, they even beating that boy with a stick. You see that? All right, now see, that's not a good place to have the Olympics. Let me show you this. Because this, my boy and me took a vacation, and we went to Rio. And so we know what a happening place it is. Look at this.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. I know y'all liked it, that.
Oh, man.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Because y'all could be having all of this while y'all ain't judging.
Oh, my goodness.
And see, look, here's something for the ladies, man. Look at them guys in Speedos.
Oh!
See, this is what we want in a Olympics.
Oh.
So, all I'm saying is that I need y'all to vote for... I mean, look, I know my boy wants Chicago, but Chicago ain't happening like Rio. When you got butts like this, that says it all right there.
Ooh.
All right, so this means I get two free tickets, right, and air flights? Hello?
Oh, y'all, God.
Man, y'all so into this, man. Look, I'm going to just let this play. But I expect my tickets. I'm going to expect my tickets to the Olympics, man. Kaboom.
Before you go, could you show that last slide again, please?
I'll do even better. I got video. Kaboom, man. Go ahead, man. Just watch it. I synced this already. Later, y'all.
Oh, my. He does make a case for Rio de Janeiro. Yikes. Oh, man.
Alrighty then, you were listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour with Carla G and guest host Jeff and Sword 7. That concludes that. Hey, Joe.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. So,
that was hilarious.
Dare I ask what you think?
I loved it. I like the guy that I mean, it's just, the whole thing was funny. You had a whole bunch of skits in there, and that was just cracking up. I'm glad I was, like, away from the line here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was great. I loved it.
I mean, you know, you don't have to say you loved it, but, of course, you stand being buzzed off the show if you said no. No, just kidding.
No, I loved it. I thought it was funny. You know, you're hilarious.
Well, thanks.
Oh,
no, but I'm not really looking for any accolades. I was just a good way to end the show and say, hey, what'd you think? So there you have it. That's just some of the things that we ended up doing because, as I said earlier, we were having some other technical problems and then we were having some scheduling problems and we weren't all able to come together when we needed to get the show up and running on time yesterday. So with our fast thinking, we said, oh, this is what we can do. We can just do this. So we did that. There you go. So did you eat anything while the show was running? Because that was the whole point, right? Lunch and a comedy bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, what were you saying?
What's happening? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I've been battling this little virus on my computer, but I'll manage somehow.
Oh,
no,
well, what
yeah.
happened?
I have a Facebook account, and I think somebody hacked into it. So, and I have to take this to Geek Squad and have it sorted out. You know what I mean?
We don't like hacking. We don't like hackers.
No one does. That's right. That's privacy invasion. You know, and. You know, an invasion of privacy, I should say. Backwards here. And,
yeah.
You know, it's not right. But did you hear on the news, a bomb kills 49, wounds 100 in Pakistan. When is the violence going to end? Oh, you know.
I didn't hear that, Joe, but hold up. Now, see, it's going to sound completely inappropriate for what I want to say and what you just segued into, but I got to back it up. It's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to bring attention to the fact that people were, in fact, listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. And as some very intelligent and public relations and marketing-minded people have suggested to me, I might want to mention the fact that we have, we being the Dead Horse Comedy Hour troopers, have some swag that we offer. You know what swag stands for?
Swag? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tell me.
No, do you? It's an acronym. Well, I believe that it's supposed to stand for the stuff we all get. Swag.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
So basically, we have we've got some T-shirts, we've got clothes. If people go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/ I'm just saying, IM-JUST-SAYIN, and you scroll down pretty much to the bottom of the page, you'll see that you'll see a picture of at least the cap that has the Dead Horse Comedy Hour logo on it. There's also a book there written by one of the Dead Horse Comedy Hour players, A. DaCosta Brathway. And so if you're on the Blog Talk Radio page, you can scroll down and see the websites that you need to click on. But generally speaking, you can go to cafepress.com/freakenstore. That's F-R-E-A-K-E-N. FreakenStore, Freakin Store, which actually stands for Freak Enterprises Store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go to sellit.com/shopbot/3668.html. Okay, that's a lot to say. So the best thing to do – wait. And there's one more site for the book, which is lulu.com/freakenterprises. So those are all the places that I'd like everybody to visit for – you can get the shirts, you can get the caps, you can get books, you can get mugs, you can get all those things that you usually can get when people are selling merchandise. So that I just wanted to make mention of. And then formally conclude the Dead Horse Comedy Hour or the Lunch in a Comedy Bit. You know, Joe, there's so much. I have these notes written down. It would help if I actually read my notes. what I forgot to mention was the skits that people were going to hear. So the very first skit, in case people didn't get it, Judge Mathis, which I think was a pretty good spoof, played by A. DaCosta Brathway. That was the first skit, and I think all the other ones were pretty self-explanatory. So I just wanted to mention that. And I suppose that concludes the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. And I'm going to go out with the theme song. I'm going to start up with another little theme for I'm Just Saying, so that all of our listeners will recognize that we have, in fact, changed programs. Okay? So just stand by. Stand by, Joe. I'll be right back. Listeners, hang on for while I play these closing credits. Thank you very much. Uh-oh, where are they? Oh, there they are. Okay.
The Dead Horse Comedy Hour is written and performed by the DHCH players A. DaCosta Brathway, Butch Berry, and Carla G. Be sure to revisit blogtalkradio.com/I'mJustSayin for more shows in the Carla G. Presents series.
Stopped abruptly. And welcome back, people. I'm Carla G, and you're now tuned into I'm Just Saying. I just said I'm Carla G, and joining me today, co-hosting, is Joe from Sandstorm 7. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Carla G? How's it going?
Abruptly as well.
Oh my God, that was great.
You know, I put up a lot of files here, but one of the problems was I really couldn't edit these things, so they just stay at one level. I couldn't get them to, you know, I couldn't lower the volume. They all just stopped abruptly. But I said, by golly, I'm going to use them.
You're great. You're hilarious. I'll tell you, even when you try to be. You cracked me up, but it was funny. You forgot one link. Most important.
What did I do? What did I forget?
You forgot one. You were mentioning a couple of links back there. You forgot one very important link.
Did I forget Sandstorm 7?
No, not that. No, I don't care about that. It's www.lookmaproductions.com.
Oh.
Yeah, check that out. It's actually
that
very
one.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. I've been in there, you know, like it. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, you're one of these marketing guys. You got all the information, and I just happen to forget. So what can
I didn't want to be rude, you know. I didn't want to interrupt, so, yeah. But it's okay.
That's
you did
okay.
Great. That was awesome.
It's okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So you mentioned you had a somber bit of news there, which
yes.
I didn't hear. And you want to repeat that? We can get started now. With, I'm just saying.
Sure.
So, okay. Wait. You know, here I am being bad again. Folks, now we can take calls on this show. The call-in number is 646-716-4732. This is the Friday edition of I'm Just Saying. I'm Carla G. Joining me today is Joe, who hosts a program of his own here on blogtalkradio.com, which is called Sandstorm 7. And you can go ahead and click onto his show.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, this is in Peshawar, Pakistan. You know, a suicide bomber blew up his vehicle near a crowded market in northwest Pakistan on Friday, killing 49 people and pushing the country closer to an offensive against militants in their main stronghold along the Afghan border. So, yeah, 49 people were killed, 100 wounded. It's not looking good, you know, and my question to you is just how much violence will this world take before people realize, you know, people in this world realize, you know, we got to stop, you know what I mean? We got to stop killing each other, you know what I mean? We should try to understand and live with each other peacefully rather than trying to eliminate everyone as possible. It just doesn't sound right. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right in that it doesn't sound right. I don't know what people are thinking. I mean, you know, war has been going on since the dawn of time. And I don't suppose people will ever get it, because there's always going to be the person who feels like they need to be in charge. There's always going to be the person who misinterprets respect, I guess, and disrespect. I don't know any other way around it. What is unfortunate is, as uninformed as this opinion may sound, I really don't understand why the bullies just don't go and fight each other and why you have to involve innocent people.
Exactly.
But I guess the reason for involving innocent people is because that supposedly, apparently, makes a better statement.
I see.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know.
But they got women. They got women and children in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, I can take another side on that though and say that we're always talking about killing the children, et cetera. And maybe this is something that Hitler thought. I don't know. Somebody out there thought it. You know me. I'm bad with history. I'm only hosting a show, but I don't.
Hitler. Yeah, no, Hitler did a lot. Yeah.
No, but I was going to say, wasn't he the one that felt that, you know, going after children was important because the children grow up and become whatever it is?
He was insane. He was just a sick person, you know, who needed, I don't know, a euthanization, if you will. I don't mean to be so rude, but my God, he did so much. Look at the history. He did so much terror. He created so much, you know, permanent damage to the people of the world, you know, that I still exist and still walk in remembering these little things, you know.
Yeah,
or pencil,
but I'm saying, wasn't he somebody? I don't know, some nut out there was and several nuts. You know, we talk about saving children, which of course we should. We should save everybody. But
right.
I mean, somebody out there had a theory that, well, if you take out the children, then you know the bad stuff doesn't get to grow. It doesn't expand because now you've eliminated the children who grow up and then follow all this craziness.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was some crazy bastard, let me just say. But you know, it's funny. Yesterday I was at his local supermarket and I was getting some groceries. And now that you mention it, speaking of saving, of course, the cashier tells me, hey, you want to donate, you know, a dollar or something to the breast cancer awareness? You know, and I'm like, yeah, sure, of course, you know. And the guy next to me goes, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Don't do it. And I looked at him. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. What? I couldn't understand this. I said, you know what? Charge me $20. And he goes, are you insane? Are you insane? $20? I go, sir, first of all, you don't even know me. You don't know what I stand for. I don't know what you stand for, but I know one thing. You know, we gotta support each other in order to keep on, you know, living. I'm sure you wouldn't want your mother or daughter or sister, you know, with breast cancer. And then what are you gonna do? You gonna run for the heavens? Are you gonna shout to the gods out there? They're not gonna come down and help you right away, you know. And besides,
right.
Well, we're all here on Earth. We gotta learn to love, take care, and support each other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
So you actually got into a verbal thing with the guy. I mean, not into, but there was a little bit of a. Verbal
yeah, online.
Sparring going on? Oh,
I
online.
Think he was. Yeah, no, right on, right, exactly, right
oh,
online.
Oh, yeah, online. Durr. Listen to me. I'm
yeah. I think he was an atheist of some sort. He didn't believe in anything. He sounded very bitter. And when I said, give me, you know what? I said, charge me 20. He freaked out like it was coming out of his pocket. I was like, give me a break, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, people out there somehow are very insensitive. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That would be interesting. To understand where he was coming from. I'm not aware of that. But are you aware of these? I had not a sticker, the Save the Tatas sticker. Are you aware of that?
The what sticker?
The Save the Tatas.
What is that? What is a tata?
Tatas? I think you know what tatas are, Joe.
Oh, Save the Tatas, yeah.
Yeah, Save the Tatas.
Good point, yeah. That's better.
I saw a bumper sticker, Save the Tatas, and I was not aware
think?
Of that. What did I think?
Yeah, what did you think?
I thought that was cute, you know, if that's an appropriate word. It's clever. You know, it's a light way to look at a serious issue, and I'm all about being light about.
Of course. You could always say, save the puppies, you know what I mean? Save the puppies is always another good, you know, humorous and light-hearted joke. You can say that to her. That's funny.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if you said puppies to a woman, it would be as nice as tatas. Although, I don't know, a guy talking about a woman's tatas, I don't know. I don't know if that works either way. But,
yeah.
You know, I thought it was cute and it was clever and it was humorous. So.
Yeah, it sure was. Oh,
whatever you do, don't ask to, you know, touch the tatas. I mean, unless you're in, you know, the woman personally.
Exactly. You get slapped in the face.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Oh,
probably
man, that's
so.
Great.
Hey,
yeah.
I got a wrestling question for you. Now,
sure.
I think of the guy's name. Somebody Kingston?
Kofi Kingston. Yeah, the Jamaican kid. Right.
What's his first name?
His nickname is, it's not a real legal name, but he calls himself Kofi, not Coffee, but Kofi.
Kofi
Kingston.
Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, Kofi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Kofi, you know, there's a real Kofi, Kofi Annan.
Okay,
you, know, Kofi,
you see what I'm saying?
Kofi Annan.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
all
like
right,
him?
Well,
what do you think?
Well, I was flipping channels a couple of days ago, and I saw this Kofi Kingston. And who else? Oh gosh, I don't know, but it was funny because
it was funny.
His head, yeah, it was funny. His head was being bashed or his neck was being rubbed on the rope. I don't know, and it was his arms just hanging, drooping off to the side, and whoever it was, you know, doing this beating.
Yeah.
Ran to the other side of the ring to kind of bounce off the ropes to kind of. You know, hit this Kofi guy even harder, and you know what happened.
Yeah, what happened?
He suddenly got this burst of strength, and and he popped back. I don't know if he did a neck move or something, but he got the other guy, and the man went slamming to the mat, and one, two, three, ding, 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 it's over.
Oh, man, that must have been
so
a good match.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then so now Kofi is standing on the ropes, you know, and then a third guy comes out of nowhere, or I guess the second guy. He comes out of nowhere, yanks him by the hair, or the dreads. He's got the dreads, right?
Yeah, he got the dreads. Yeah.
Yanks him by the dreads, slams him to the mat, ding, 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 and it's over. And then this guy. The third guy, and it's messed up because I don't know his name. He's standing there now holding the belt, grinning ear to ear, you know, teeth glistening and the belt glistening. And and at this point, then, I don't know who's won the match.
Oh, it must have been,
Well,
I don't know if that was it sanctioned. I mean, did the referee actually ring the bell?
Did he ring the bell? I think.
Yeah. He counted to three?
He counted to three when Kofi had the other guy's shoulders on the mat. So Kofi, you know, so I thought it was over, and he was Kofi because he was up, you know, poking his chest out, standing on the ropes. You know how to do, right?
It must have been an elimination type match because if you're talking about he pinned the first guy, then he pins the second guy pins him. It was definitely like an elimination type match. Yeah.
Oh. Where did the second guy come from? I mean, how come because for the few minutes that I'm watching this, it wasn't like it was a tag team thing. I mean, do they do that anymore? I don't even know.
No, they still do, yeah, of course. This must have been an elimination tournament type match. I don't know. I didn't watch that particular match, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I'm very helpful by not even knowing the names of the people I'm talking about. But
it's okay.
That's good. You kind of know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Of course. Yes, I understand. Most wrestling fans who will listen to your show will know what you're talking about. And most likely, and to a lot of fans out there, I got to tell them right now, go to Carly G's, the box, you know, where you leave comments, and leave a comment, you know. You like the show, you know what I'm saying? You know, who was she talking about? Tell her, you know, maybe Carla G can, you know, will understand, you know, what wrestler she was referring to, you know, and because I believe this is very instrumental, you know, this is very good you bring that up, you know, you're bringing up wrestling, which is something a lot of fans love to watch.
Yeah,
they love wrestling, so.
Wrestling is fun, you know, like I used to watch it, I just haven't watched it in recent years.
Okay.
but it is fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of that, let's just mention, folks, that you are indeed listening to I'm Just Saying. I'm Carla G. Co-hosting today is Joe Sandstorm 7, Joe of Sandstorm 7 here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you have any comments, by the way, the chat room is open. I keep forgetting to mention that. And, of course, you can call us live here at 646-716-4732.
Excellent.
Hey, did you hear the latest that our president was the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, I was wondering what's up with that. I mean, I see it on YouTube here, on Yahoo, and, you know, but they're saying, how is it going to hurt him? You know, there's a certain risk. Time.com is reporting that this could be the last thing he needs, you know, and I don't know. What do you think? What prize did he win?
Huh?
What Nobel Prize did he win?
Which one did he win?
Call to Action or something?
What do you mean? What? Oh,
I don't know.
What do you mean, which one did he win?
I'm saying,
I guess for peace.
I'm sorry. I just don't understand how he can win anything. He's running the country. He should focus on... I love Obama. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those Obama bashers by any means. I love the guy. I think he's great. He's fresh. He's clean, you know. But now
you're a butt coming on.
Well, no, he's not really. He's talking about we might have to go to war. You know what I mean? And he's talking about all the things that he promised. Well, he might have said at one point or another that he wouldn't do. But I guess that's him. You know, he's concentrating on protecting the country. I guess, you know what I mean?
No, see what you're doing right now. I mean, he may ultimately have to do that. But what you're doing, Joe, is perhaps falling in the webs of the spinners of ugliness.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. He hasn't said what he's going to do. We have journalists. By the way, I'm you know, trained as a journalist. My degree is in journalism, and I'm really not liking the journalist these days because it's more about opinion. You know, a journalist these days is a blogger who has no blanking idea of what's really going on. It's a blanking opinion.
Right.
And an opinion is not journalism. So what we have are these, we'll say news outlets and blogging outlets of people saying, well, he might do this and he might do that.
Right.
And this is with anything. You know, he might do this, he might do that. And then people are taking sides on what he might do.
Right.
Instead of, you know, letting it just happen.
That is true. You
have
a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing. Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm done. Thank you very much.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I really didn't have anything else to say. Seriously.
Oh. Well, listen, all I want to say is that, you know, I didn't say I don't like it. I just said, you know, if it happens, he's protecting the country. But as far as Obama, you know, he's a good guy. I mean, and, you know, looking forward for him to continue doing a great job. You know, listen, you know, the people that know the real scoop behind whatever he's doing is the Secret Service and anybody else that is working with him or for him. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
God bless him. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's just see what happens. I mean, it's okay to disagree with what he's doing. I'm simply saying that with his presidency so far and just others make it into the news, are rarely reporting actual facts, and they are implementing these quote reporters oftentimes are implementing their own opinions to these stories. And I mean, that's not the journalism that I was taught, you know. And in fact, I was specifically taught you do not inject your opinion into a story.
Yeah,
exactly. You simply report the facts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that means you can't use words like, it's hard to even use a descriptive word, you know, you just, but regarding President Obama and what he plans to do with this war, I do have an opinion, you know. I'm like, you know, if your army general says, hey, I think we need 40,000 troops.
Right.
I think that it's worthwhile for the president to listen to him. And I think that that's what this president is doing. And
yeah.
I think that we all ought to just trust the fact that he was voted into office, and that's who we've got, and that's who we got to go with. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right.
You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know who Ann Coulter is, right?
Ann Coulter, yes, of course. She's a reporter, journalist.
Well, she's a commentator.
Commentator, yeah. Well, I guess she was a journalist.
I don't know if she's a journalist, but...
okay.
I noticed that, you know, she looks like she has an Adam's apple.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, Carla. Are you serious? I never noticed that. I mean...
she's an odd person. You know, she was on Larry King Live the other day. And it's not that I thought she was or anything like that, but I was like, wait a minute. This person, now I have to start calling her that, this person, I swear it looks like she's got an Adam's apple.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I started wondering, have you ever, well, you've probably never really done any research on this woman, have you?
No, because, not like that.
I don't know. I just wonder, but, you know, well, do you have any opinions about her?
Well, I'll tell you this. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, she's one of the folks, for example, that's spinning, you know, one of these little webs that's just making things not right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Let's just suppose you were, by default, a tad, and you uncovered something. Let's just suppose Ann Coulter turned that to be a man some 20 years ago. That's a beautiful woman right there I'm looking at,
oh,
you know, with
wait
Adam's
a minute.
Apple.
You actually like the way Ann Coulter looks?
No, I'm just saying if that was a man, if she was born a man, And I'm looking at a woman now on TV, and that's Ann Coulter, and that's who we're thought to believe it's a female, but it turns out to be a male. It's a beautiful-looking woman. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you know, I'm surprised. You know, technology and science, oof. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And do wonders for people. Did you
well,
hear? Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I've never heard anything to suggest that she's actually a male, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. You know.
I'm just saying.
I was looking at her, and I swear I saw an Adam's apple. I was like, what?
And you were crazy.
Unless I missed the biology class or physiology or whatever, I caught that. I don't think women have Adam's apples.
Exactly. That's my point, too. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm combining with what I said. I'm adding to that because it's how ironic would it be tomorrow? Let's say you turn on Google, you turn on Yahoo, and there it was. So breaking news, Ann Coulter was actually born a male. How would you feel? Wouldn't you, like, drop your jaw, like, surprised? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if I was, like, her boyfriend or something, I'd probably be a little upset about it, but...
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, Did you hear a nine-year-old girl who actually took a joyride in Tennessee? Nine-year-old girl gets in a car and drives the car. Is that insane? Where are the parents? Yeah.
Where are the parents? How did she get the keys? How did she, you know, how do these nine-year-olds touch the pedal and see us? Probably not looking at her, but I don't know how you drive a car when you're short. And no offense to anyone who's short driving a car, okay?
Yeah.
Let me just clarify that right now.
And coincidentally,
do we know what kind of car she was driving?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. She was driving a vehicle, period. She could have killed somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to go with, you know, if she was driving like Fiat. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, my God.
They don't even make those anymore. But, you know, a little car. Then I could see how she's driving it. But this was a few weeks back. Some little 7-year-old boy was driving his parents' car because he didn't want to go to church.
Oh, my God. I
you
can imagine.
That story?
I heard about that,
He
didn't want to go to church. He gets in the car and drives away.
He gets in the car and drives away.
That is so messed up.
But you do wonder, where are they keeping the keys? And I mean, that's pretty astute for a 9-year-old to know how to start the engine and all that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah. Was she hurt? Do we know? I mean, did anybody get hurt or, you know, the results or anything?
No, not at all. She was fine. But what I'm saying is, and I'm looking back in my history, back in 2005, I had a brand new Chevy Cavalier 2005 that I had just bought. I was driving it. Huh?
I said timeout.
Yeah.
19 what year?
No. Back in 2005.
Oh, 2005.
Yeah.
You were 9 years old in 2005?
No, listen, you're bad. You're funny.
Okay.
No, back in 2005, I purchased a car, a brand new car, a Chevy Cavalier, okay, 2005, of the year, black, nice, and I was driving it around, you know. I had it for a few months, maybe like 3 months, and then this lady from Tennessee who was driving a rental, ran the stop sign where I live. And I thought we made eye contact. I thought she was going to stop. So I figured, well, I have the right of way. She has to wait. And therefore, I would just keep driving. Guess what she did? Miss Tennessee. She hit the pedal. And I hit her. But my car, the new cars are mainly, you know, soda can effect. You know, they break easily. You know what I'm saying? They get dented very easily. Yeah, I lost my car. Thanks to her.
Wow.
You know? Thank you, Tennessee. No offense. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying. Yeah. I lost my car because I hurt. Yeah. This is real. This is real. This is real story. This is real.
That's really unfortunate.
And so
I'm speechless. I don't even know where to go with that one. I mean, that doesn't seem fair.
I was mad. Let me tell you. Yeah, the cop didn't even give her a ticket. And didn't citate her, you know, he ruled it an accident. And let me tell you, I lost my car, and I got back from the insurance was nothing. You know, I paid 12 G's, I paid $12,000. And you know what they gave me? I'll tell you what the insurance company gave me.
Yeah.
It was like $6,500. So
wow.
I lost out. Yeah, it was nothing. It was like a big slap in the face. And I was so mad, you know, because she got a – well, first of all, she was driving a rental, you know. And I just, like, you know, dented the car, the door a bit. But she was fine. I was fine, too, except the airbags exploded all over me, burned my arms, burned my face, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was
right.
really frustrating. I lost out. I was mad, you know. So, but that's life, you know.
I guess so. But, yeah, I mean, just something sounds a little – it just sounds like, I don't know, maybe she knew somebody.
Yeah.
Probably unlikely. But, yeah, that – and, I mean, we all know the cars depreciate once – you know, when you drive it off the lot, you know, it's worth
it.
Far less than when seconds before you drove it off the lot. But
that's right.
That just seems outrageous.
I didn't even bother. I was going to sue her, but then at the last minute, I was like, you know what, for what? What am I going to do? Why am I going to waste my time in court, back and forth? I'm not like one of those people that the minute they get hurt or they trip down the stairs or you – here's another thing. My mother years ago gave this lady, a coworker, a ride. They got into a car accident, same thing, somebody ran a stop sign. Guess what? A lady tried to sue my mother. I mean, these things happen. You just got to, you know, you got to be careful and flow with, you know, flow with emotion, so to speak, you know, and, you know, but she didn't sue. She was going to sue, and then, you know, I don't know, something must have happened. I guess maybe God, a lot of people, you know, say this, but, you know, maybe it was faith, you know, and it was, that brought the lady back to, you know, reality here, you know what I'm saying? She was giving her a ride. She was doing her a favor, you know.
Well, speaking of all that kind of stuff, God and that and calming down, what do you do, Joe, to calm yourself down? How do you go about life without getting too upset? But before you answer that, what I'm going to do is announce that folks are listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. No, they're not. Why would I say that? You know why I say that? I say that because that's the program that was supposed to be airing today or initially ran. And now people are all confused, and I'm like, oh, feeling bad. In fact, people, you're listening to I'm Just Saying. I'm Carla G, and with me today is Joe, good old Joe from Sandstorm 7. This seems like a good time to perhaps take a little break, huh? And we'll be right back, Joe, for you to tell us how you wind down, so to speak. But let's just play a little PSA here, which will have some association to what we'll be talking about when we come back. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds. And the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE. Or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Indeed. I don't want anybody having a stroke. That's why you're listening to I'm Just Saying with Carla G and Joe. And before we took that, maybe a 60-second break, Joe, you were about to tell us, share with us how it is you keep calm. What do you do to keep your blood pressure down? I'm assuming that your blood pressure is good. And even if it isn't, what are you doing to keep it down and take care of yourself, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you this. Are you referring to in the moment I get upset, really mad? I mean, you're talking about really mad or just regular mad? You know, like, I'm mad, you know.
Well, you know, you can tap on either one of those, both
okay.
of them. When you're really
right.
mad and when you're just not happy
okay.
at the job.
All right. I've been really mad. I've been furious to the point that I just want to Well, you know, I don't get mad. I don't grab anything. I don't hit anything. I'm not that aggressive. But, yes, what I do in my time is, you know, I disconnect myself. It sounds retarded. I hope it doesn't. You don't, you probably laugh anyway. But I disconnect myself from myself, and I realize, and I look at myself, because that's what you should do anyway. When you know you're out of control and you're throwing things at people and you're mad and you're yelling and you're cursing, you know, when you look at yourself, when somebody else is looking at you acting like that, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's what I do. And before I even get to that point, I bring myself back and into one, and I realize, okay, you know what? And I've been in really seriously heated arguments and confrontations. I've had some really rough times. No one's perfect, you know what I'm saying? But I've always brought myself to this little, you know, I have faith in God. I don't want to sound like I'm your typical Charlie Church, because I really don't go to church that often. But when I do, you know, it helps me. For me, I don't know about anybody else, but it helps me, you know, recognize who I am and why I'm here. What's my point? Everybody has a reason to be here. You know what I'm saying? We're not just here because we are by default. You know, my mother wasn't manufacturing a hoodlum. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I love that episode. I tell you. And you revisited it last time. I thought it was great. I thought it was great because you say a lot of things. Yeah. You say a lot of things that are important and they're crucial. And people like Boxing for Success, people like the the White Hype or something like that, the guy that, that great White Hype.
White Hype, yeah.
These guys, they should, I'm telling you, they asked me, who is Carla G? I said, Carla G is somebody entertaining. She brings like-hearted conversation jokes and brings you to reality and makes, she gives you something to look forward to. I cannot imagine if you didn't do a show Sunday. I have to work on Sundays, but I listen to it on the download because I don't have time to listen. I'm at work, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's entertaining. It's funny. It's, you know, you guys will touch certain subjects. Some agree, some don't. But that's what the life is about, you know? So, yeah. So what I do is I just concentrate on what I'm doing at the time and what I do not want to do. If I don't want to get upset, I don't want you to see me really snapping. So if you see me snapping, then I lost myself. I lost all control of myself. So that, I refuse to do that with anyone, you know, under any circumstances.
Yeah.
What do you
but
do?
But I mean, do you like count to 10 or something like that? Or
No. It's a lot deeper than that. Believe it or not, because you can count to 10 and still be frustrating and really pissed. But, you know, it's about trying to get into yourself real hard. I mean, have you actually tapped into the Carla G, beyond Carla G? I mean, I'm sure people know what I'm talking about, you know? Okay, I'll point it out to you. Have you ever seen a death in front of you? Have you ever walked by a body and they're picking them up and there's a car accident and the ambulance is taken away? Have you experienced those little things? Have you experienced trauma?
No, not on human beings, you know.
Right.
I mean, I specify it like that because I used to have a rabbit, and the rabbit died in my lap. You know, that was pretty traumatic, actually. Just,
sure.
You know, it's a life bigger than a bug.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, this rabbit, we were pals for like 11 years. And, you know, it died in my lap. And I've often said, you know, I'm glad I was there for that rabbit. I'm glad I was there in death for that rabbit.
Okay.
You know, but you know, sure, I've had friends pass on and relatives, but of course seen them in the casket, you know, but not
right
there witnessing death, no.
Right. Well, I'm saying that's what I'm talking about. And then when you know those moments when you were so feeling remorseful, like, oh, my God, he's dead, you know, and I did what I could, you know, and, oh, he was such a good friend, you know, whether it be a rabbit or a human being, you know, you get to that inner you, you know, that normally doesn't come out on a regular basis. When you go outside of work and you're seeing people in the streets, you say, hey, good morning, you know, you ask yourself, just who are those people you're saying good morning to? You know, do you know them? And then so, are you really getting to know the person behind the person, or are you just knowing the shell of the person that you think is a friend of yours? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot deeper than the issue is very deep. But what I'm saying is you feel this sense of peace, you know? I mean, you really, I've been through it, you know? I've seen my grandmother pass away, you know, and I was little. I mean, I was like 8 years old. I remember those moments. She had a heart attack because, she just had a heart attack. And, but I was there. You know, everybody was crying and I was watching. You never forget these things. And you suck them in, you know. And I guess part of it, you add those little things and they combine them together and somehow you become a stronger person by default. You know what I mean? So I know how to handle frustration. I think I'm the one that cools everybody down in arguments and fights. You know.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's just refresh. I've got a comment here in the chat room. Hello. What are we talking about? Well, we're sort of covering current events doing a conversational type of a program here. And we just started talking about, I had asked Joe, what does he do to calm himself down? And so that's where we ended up with that. I had asked you about meditation, or actually I had asked you if you count to 10 to kind of keep yourself from jumping out at somebody. Hey, what are some of the things that can make you a little frustrated, though? I'll give you an example. I'm definitely on this journey to try and keep myself calm. I think I respond a lot calmer to things nowadays than I used to. But I was not somebody that I don't know that I've ever been outraged about anything, but except for maybe one time. But anyway, I'm one of the things today I witnessed this. I'm standing out in the store. You know, we've got this H1N1 scare. You know, we're all terrorized by this H1N1 thing, thanks to the media. And this woman is literally standing in the line. She's got her tongue hanging out of her mouth, and she's coughing.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, I can, quote, jokingly say that I really just wanted to just put a fist in her mouth so to kind of cover it up for her. But, of course, you can't do these things, and you can't do those kind of things. I mean, I do think these things initially, and quite frankly, I will all that or clean it up by saying these are the kind of things that I would put in a movie script if I was writing a script, you know, so that in life I could actually release that aggravation that I have. But, I mean, it can be the simplest of things when people just do not behave in a way that they would like to be treated, because you know she would never want somebody to literally just cough on her.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know what, Joe, I'm going through a whole lot of screens here, and I hope our listener hasn't been on hold for a long time, but there is someone here who wants to comment, and I'm going to go ahead and take that call.
Go for it.
Excuse me. Go ahead, caller in the 917 area code. You are on the air with Carla G. And Joe, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. That's me. That's boxing for success. That's me.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, welcome.
All right, you haven't been holding on for long, have you?
A few minutes.
Because I've been going back and forth between screens, and then I get stuck on one, and I'm like, oh, gosh, that's you. I see you have it right here. You have your hand raised. Well, what comment did you have for us today?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get a handle on the show. Why? Because I think I got an email from you, and because what happened, I had not done the show since May. And he says, hey, I haven't seen any shows lately. So I was back with the shows, and I just wanted to respond to you. And I said, I want to see what your show is all about. You said, stop by, check to see.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Initially, you joined us on a show that's slightly different from how I usually run everything. I do two programs here on blogtalkradio.com. One of them is the Dead Horse Comedy Hour, and the other is I'm Just Saying. They all fall under the host name of Carla G. Presents, and the page is I'm Just Saying. The show today, generally I do the Dead Horse Comedy Hour on Thursdays, had some trouble yesterday, so I pushed it over to today, and then wanted to combine the two shows, the Dead Horse Comedy Hour, which aired between 12:30 and 1, and then Joe and I just segued into I'm Just Saying. And we're really just talking about current events and life and what's happening on interesting topics. So right now, since we
are you a comedian?
I would like to be honest and say, as I stammer for an answer. No, I am not professionally paid as a comedian. No, I am not paid to be a comedian.
See, that was not the question. The question is, are you a comedian?
Would you like me to be a comedian? Then I'm a comedian. Sure.
No, it's not my choice. You have the God-given right to be anything you choose to be.
This is true. I don't normally claim being a comedian, but in life, I think that I should probably claim anything and everything that people might. Well, I'm not going to go that far and say that people might think I am, because they could think some really wrong things. I have a comedian's nature. Let's go with that one.
Well, laughter is healing, and my question is, do you make people laugh?
I do make people laugh. Yeah,
I've been laughing. Yeah,
I do things, yes, and hope that people will laugh.
Now, where are you located? I'm in New York. Where are you located?
I am not in New York. No, I'm on the East Coast. I am presently coming to you live from the southeastern part of the United States of America. That's where I be right now.
Okay.
Down here in the South.
Does that state or city like have a name? I know I'm in New York.
Well, it does. It does, but I'm going to be fairly anonymous on that one.
I'm coming to track you down now.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's just, all my other fans can,
Yeah.
Just so
exactly.
Many. No, but I used to live in New York, and I'm kind of all over the place, so it actually doesn't matter if I say where I am, because it can be different by next week.
Do you ever travel to New York sometimes?
I do, yes. Probably a trip may be scheduled really in about a month or so.
Okay. Because I do the blog talk show. I have another show, a radio show in New York.
Okay.
Also, so just I'm always looking for guests.
All right.
Guests to talk about different subjects. Mostly, my subject is mostly personal development.
Okay.
Success and achievement.
Right. Well, that's appropriate for what we were saying before, as I was taking your call. What do you do when you're upset? This actually. We're sort of going full circle, San Joe, because we started out talking about the suicide bombing and people and war and all that. So what do I call you on the phone? Boxing? Do I call you boxing?
You call me Rick.
Rick.
I used to be a professional boxer, and so I always use that on the internet. But most people that know me, they know me as Rick. Boxing for success, whatever.
Okay, Rick. Well,
whatever you want me to be.
I can put that back at you. What do you want to be? No, but
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing.
I know you are, and it's okay. I love it. So when you are facing a frustrating moment or something that you might want to, you are a boxer, so you might, you've got fists of fury there. What do you do to keep your fists controlled and not upset?
Great question, because people just do some really stupid things sometimes. Just try to stay under control and try not to. I don't want to get in trouble. That's
right.
So, trouble is so easy to get into.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are behind bars right now because they didn't know how to control themselves, and that's the place that you really, really, really want to be behind. That's a, you imagine being behind bars.
I know I can't.
You just have to say yourself, just have to say something positive to yourself.
Okay.
Kind of, look at the big picture.
Okay. Well, do you have any rituals or anything or?
Well, music is always.
I mean, to keep yourself calm, like meditation or, drinking or drug abuse.
I think music. I like to listen to personal development tapes. and CDs and DVDs and music is definitely healing. Music is definitely powerful, a powerful tool.
Oh, it is indeed, indeed. You know something that's really simple that people can do, and they joke about it. Well, they don't joke about it, but whenever I suggest it to people, they kind of laugh it off. Deep breaths. I mean, which is almost kind of like counting to 10. It's probably the same thing, but this is beyond those quick moments of when we get upset, but just in general to keep ourselves healthy and that kind of thing. You know, deep breaths help to calm the soul and soothe the soul. And I was just thinking, if you're listening to some soothing music, Rick, you know, maybe you can also add some deep breathing to that.
If you know what you're saying right now, it's so powerful. I'm going to tell you why. Because the deep breath is exactly what smokers do. Except that they're smoking, they're putting in the poison.
Okay.
And so it's bad. But what do you think the cigarette is? I'm sure there's chemicals in there and the drugs or whatever. But the really thing that's really relaxing them is the deep breath that they take when they inhale the cigarette. So what you're saying is profound.
Mm-hmm.
Profound.
Well, I hope folks are listening and they can put aside the cigarette when they take these deep breaths. Right. I mean, in thinking about it, a smoker, you know, they'll be shaking, hands are just going crazy, and they take that deep breath, that long toke on that cigarette, and you just see them, they're like, oh, it's so relaxing. Any comments from you, Joe, on that? You know, you don't do any deep breathing though, right? You said
is
Joe.
Is that me or are you actually talking to you said
I was
Joe?
Asking Joe, the co-host, but I guess he's gone for the moment. I don't know where he is.
I'm sorry, I'm right here. Yeah, I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. No.
Forgive
oh,
me.
Oh, wait a minute. Deep breath. Okay. All right.
Deep breaths work with most people. The thing is, I don't know. It depends on the person. You know what I mean? I've taken deep breaths, but like I said before, sometimes you're just so mad. The situation is just so serious and so rough that a deep breath only helps. It's like ammunition. It only helps build the anger and the. You know, I don't really agree with that too much because, like what you're saying, that the cigarette smoking and inhaling and just sucking it in, what they're also getting, I'm not a smoker, but I see my friends, you know, and they tell me how they feel. The warmth going into your lungs and your body, whatever, as they're puffing, also helps ease, I guess, you know, a lot of tension. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not a smoker, so I don't know.
Well, no, he wasn't promoting smoking.
No, I'm just saying.
He was just saying. Yeah, the breathing aspect of it was what can be calming about it. So,
exactly.
Rick, you don't smoke, do you? You know,
no,
you're saying you don't.
No. I'm anti cigarettes. But I tell you one thing though. I don't know why I came on this call today, but I think what just came to me just now that I came on this call to challenge Carla G. Let me ask you a question.
What?
You got a few minutes? You got a couple seconds here. No. Yeah. Actually, there's really 7 minutes left in the program. Go ahead.
What a singer. What do singers do?
Well, I never said I was a singer.
No. But what do singers
do? To my knowledge, singers, they breathe from the diaphragm. They take that deep breath and they exhale the air from the diaphragm.
But they sing.
Not from the throat. Mm-hmm.
They sing.
Oh,
and
okay.
Singers sing. And what do writers do?
Oh, they write. That's a trick question.
Right. And, okay.
I thought you were going with the breathing. That's what I thought. Okay, what?
So, writers write, singers sing. And what do dancers do?
Well, I guess they dance.
They dance. And what do comedians do?
They comedy. They
do comedy. So, I'm challenging you that when you come to New York to set up, we could do it together, set up a comedy forum.
Oh.
You can come here and make some people laugh because laughter is healing.
Laughter is healing.
You say you're a comedian now. And I'm not easy to make laugh. So, you know, I was watching Steve Harvey the other night, the show called I'm Still Tripping. And I mean, it was a few chuckles, but it wasn't like really funny, you know.
Yeah.
Like, And D.L. Hughley, he just, it's not funny to me.
Well, let's segue into that in the remaining minutes of I'm Just Saying with Carla G and Joe, who's co-hosting, and our phone guest Rick. Let's segue into that. Who are some of your favorite comedians, Rick?
Well, Richard Pryor's funny when he wasn't using the N word. He's pretty funny. That's a great question. That was an excellent question. I got to think. Carlin, George Carlin was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was hilarious.
He did this routine on death. I caught on YouTube. That just had me cracking up because who would think of, like, making jokes about death? It was so funny the way he broke it down. It was just, I was actually cracking up.
This is true. He was very funny and very witty, you know. I like
right.
that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes you think. Joe, who's some of your favorites?
Favorite comedians? I don't want to sound like I don't know anything about the good old days, but I'll go with Dave Chappelle. Right before he cracked, but yeah, he was great. He was funny. Real crazy comedian for me was Eddie Murphy. You know, he was just out there. Martin, love Martin. Martin Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
he was funny
mm-hmm.
too. But yeah, he cursed too much, but Eddie Murphy was funny. Martin Lawrence was like F and this, mother F and that. You know, it kind of grew old quick.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, Eddie Murphy doesn't get credit for being, in my opinion, a brilliant actor as well. There's a bit that he does in, now I don't know whether it's Raw or that other one he did. But he's got a routine there. He's talking about the movies. He's at the movie theater. It's just one man, Eddie Murphy, and he does like three or four characters. And you see him, at least I do, you see him become these people. In other words, it's like you don't see Eddie Murphy on the stage. And he changes up so quickly. There's another moment in Beverly Hills Cop where he's walking into the restaurant looking for Victor Maitland, and he just, in a blink of an eye, he goes into being the gay character. And it's just so, in my opinion, you know, so brilliant how he just literally spins on a dime and does it. It's excellent. It's excellent. Hey, listen, we are down to the last couple of seconds or moments in the show. So, Rick, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate it. I'll consider that challenge and see what happens, you know, in the time that I'm there in New York. But I definitely thank you for coming on and participating in the chat room and on the phone, and I hope you'll do so again. All right. So you take care.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon. All right.
You have a magnificent day.
Thank you so much. All right. And keep breathing.
Yeah.
In more
take care.
Ways than one. All right. Take care now.
Right.
Hey, Joe. I definitely want to thank you for what happened there. We still got him on there.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, we are definitely really at the end of the program, and I want to thank you for being a good sport and coming on and partaking in my antics and helping out, stretching this out to 2 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was very entertaining. I thought it was funny. I love the skits that you did earlier. Great job. Good work. Very impressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I appreciate that. So, Carla G, I guess the best thing for me to do is just to, I'm going to keep the chat room open actually for a couple of minutes longer past the show. But for anyone who is listening, maybe I'll type that in here. I'm definitely going to go get something to eat. And
yummy.
I've been sipping on some water, but I need something else a little bit stronger.
How about a tea, coffee? What do you drink anyway?
Water.
One thing for lunch. Right, it's like 2 o'clock. Yeah.
I know. I actually drink water. I'm so bland. It's just really ridiculous. You know. It's
That's
funny.
Good.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey. Thanks so much, Joe. Definitely. Guys, again, folks listening, this is Joe. He hosts a show here on on blogspot.com called Sandstorm 7. So when you log on, you type in Sandstorm 7, S-A-N-D-S-T-O-R-M, and the number 7, and you will see him and you'll hear his show. And hopefully he'll be back, and I kind
of
think he will.
Because
I didn't do anything. Never mind. No, never mind. Anyway, we're down to a couple seconds, and I don't want to get cut off. Folks, I'm hanging up. We got the countdown. Everybody, thanks for listening. Take care.
Take care.